This is TurnbuckleTrash.net. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
I love video games and pro wrestling.
With three fans who know how to talk some trash.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess it's time to take out the trash.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. I am the Jarly Bearded Fat Man of Professional Wrestling Podcast. No, I'm not Mick Foley. I am Dr. Dave, joining me tonight straight from his graduation at the University of Relevancy, where he received his degree in oosology. It's Zane, the Oosmaster Peterson. Hi there, Dr. Zane.
That's Zane-O-Mac to you.
Zane-O-Mac. Are you oosy this evening, Zane?
I'm feeling oosy.
Feeling oosy. We're still working on something there. So our guest is going, what in the world is going on here? So let's introduce our guest tonight. And today on Turnbuckle Trash, we're featuring a new independent promotion that's getting ready for their very first event in February, February the 25th, I believe. They're calling it Natural Selection. The promotion is STF Pro Wrestling. They're out of Salt Lake City. And we welcome you to the home of the Trashheads, Darren Beckstead. Darren, how you doing tonight,
man? Doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, professional wrestling. We got to get your background. Why professional wrestling, my friend?
Well, I am 51 years young, and I emphasize young. And I started watching it with my grandpa when I was about 10 years old, and so I've been watching it ever since I can remember. And then when the old AWA used to come through here, it used to be part of the circuit here in Salt Lake, and just been watching it ever since. Once it gets in your blood, it never leaves. So.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? I'm 65, so I know what you're talking about, my friend. So
yeah, all right.
Yeah, we're both old school, and he's not quite as old school, but he's pretty old himself. Zane, you got any questions tonight?
Come on.
I'm gonna give you a bad time, my friend.
Come on. I'm not that old.
No, you're not.
I'm not that old. See, I'm Dave. You know me. I'm a WCW. Monday Night Wars guy, man. Back when everybody and their dog liked professional wrestling, and everybody in America had that on Monday nights, man. And even anybody who said they didn't have it on, they had it on.
Now, Darren, let me tell you this. I'm jealous every time I say this about Zane, because he was in Salt Lake City. I believe it was at the Salt Palace the night that Bill Goldberg made his debut in Salt Lake City. Zane O'Mac was there.
Wow.
I was there. I watched him. Oh, was that Hugh Morris?
Yeah, against Hugh Morris,
Hugh Morris, the old spear.
Wow.
And there was a dark match one time with him and Hollywood Hogan, and watched him spear Hollywood Hogan on a Thunder one time, too.
Oh, wow.
Salt Lake there.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And my claim to fame is I've been the MC, the ringside announcer at a couple of matches, and I had Ted DiBiase Sr. actually step on my hand one time when I was a ringside announcer. And I was at the Mid-South Coliseum the night that Rocky Johnson won the Southern Heavyweight Championship from Jerry the King Lawler back in Memphis, Tennessee. So that'll tell you how old I am, because I'm an old school wrestling fan back from Memphis. So, you know, we've been around this for a while, my friend. So there you go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your promotion, STF Pro Wrestling. And how did you decide to get into the promotion end of professional wrestling?
Well, I had done it just a little teeny bit before, and this has been about 9-10 years ago. We started one, but things in my personal life just weren't going to allow it. I wasn't expecting, and so it didn't last. So I got a little taste of it, but long story short, made some changes in my life, got some addition, doing better than I ever have, got things straightened up. Now I'm really rolling up my sleeves and gotten into it and kind of wanted to get back and do it and do it the way that we wanted, but do things different. And yeah, now I'm back ready to roll with it, and it's rolling.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
I got to get this off my mind before. So, you know, one thing I was thinking of, I wanted to ask you real quick was, Dave and I have always talked about like sharing talent and things like that. And I see you've got a lot of people coming that have been in other promotions and that have been around in Salt Lake City, and we've seen them at other places, and looks like you have some pretty dang good names coming, like Jeff Orcutt, and I mean, these are names that we've seen in Salt Lake and for a long time. How do you think that it feels to? I mean, what are your thoughts on sharing talent, sharing promotions? I see like you're helping promote Dive. I mean, how come you're not enemies with these other promotions and some of these talents? Have, you know, it seems like everybody wants to create enemies in pro wrestling, like AEW against WWE. Oh, we can't share talent. Oh, the forbidden door. But it's like on the independent side, everybody's like, hey, get over here. Let's have fun.
Yeah, that's one of the very few industries where you can have who would normally be considered, you know, competitors or the enemy or whatever, can actually work together and do things together, make things a little interesting. When we started this, you know, we wanted everyone to know right away, we're not here to make enemies, we're not here for this, you know, we're here to have fun. There's a lot of great talent out there, different promotions, and you know, we'd reached out to called Wrestle Club, based in Boise. You know, they've got some really cool guys there. We've got like 10 of them coming down in February with us. And so we wanted to, you know, let and advertise, you know, promote their promotion and say, hey, these, you know, this is another promotion or these guys come from, you know, we didn't want to be enemies with anybody. We just thought it just creates a lot of interest for people to, you know, not only come and see it, but to be a part of it too, you know, in the back and, you know, all the wrestlers and this. And then just a few weeks ago, I got a message on Facebook from Trey from Dive. And I thought, oh, this ought to be interesting. I didn't know if it was going to be, you know, stay on your side of the tracks or whatever. And he said, if you need any talent, let us know. And I was like, oh, yeah, come on over. Yeah, let's do this, man. Let's have some fun.
That's
with
great.
It. Let's, you know, let's not be enemies. Let's, you know, because, you know, you kind of, if you have everybody divided up and they're behind their own walls and they can't, you know, cross that side of the tracks or cross that wall or whatever, it would make you think, well, what if this guy could wrestle this guy or she could wrestle her or this, you know, doing it the way we're doing it, you know, open it up to everybody and let everybody has a chance to maybe wrestle someone that they didn't before, you know, have other promotions involved where they could, you know, be able to wrestle for that promotion as well. And it just, you know, it just seems like networking is just seemed like it would just create a lot of interest and, you know, goodwill, so to speak, between promotions. And it's really done wonders. I mean, I'm just in awe of how, you know, well everybody's, you know, we will be around each other and wrestle with each other and talk to other promotions. It's just been a lot of fun, really rewarding to see.
Well, Darren, I've got a list of some people that have been on the podcast with us, and we've had Jeff Orcutt on with us. We've also had Tombstone Jesus has been on the podcast a couple of times.
Oh, man.
Otto Von Klutsch joined us from Las Vegas. Martin Kasaus, a great talent from here in Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, if you remember a couple of years ago, well, several years ago now, there was a panel discussion at what's now called Fan X in Salt Lake City about pro wrestling. And Martin and I sat next to each other on the panel talking about professional wrestling. So we've had Marty on with us a couple of times. Trey Matthews, Bronson's been with us. We've also had Jagger Lane on with us. So, you know, we support the independents here in the state of Utah and everywhere. So
I think
I'm excited about being able to see these guys and to see them in the ring. I got to say, I'm a big fan of Tombstone. I am a Tombstoner.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's one of the boys.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about how you're going about putting this all together. And I know Zane really likes the behind the scenes type stuff. So Zane might just jump in here and find out a little bit more about the behind the scenes. So you've decided to put this together. You've got to find a location. How did you go about that?
I liked some of the places, and you know, when I was visiting with them and talking, you know, I had all these ideas churning in my head of, you know, where to set the ring up and different things. And then some of the, you know, one thing, we were going to be charged per chair as well, and that just upped the price. A lot of wrestling promotions look like rec centers and gyms and things like that, and they're really good for wrestling. And so I started kind of thinking about that. And family has roots in South Jordan. And you go out there, I mean, it's like every other house is named Beckstead. I mean, it's just, people probably get sick of hearing the name in South Jordan. So, you know, it's just a family thing. I started thinking about that area, and I thought, what if they've got a community center? So, you know, I got hold of it, took a look at it, loved it immediately, and, you know, the price was great and everything, and everything just felt right with it. So we went ahead and booked it there. And
so now you've got a location. You had to come up with a date. Did you have to look? Because I always tell people to set a date and not worry about everything else that's going on that particular day, because you're never going to find a date where there's nothing happening. So yeah. I've told to many people putting on events that you can't find a date where nothing is going to conflict with you. How did you come about setting this date of February the 25th?
Well, we wanted to be able to have at least 3 months to promote it. So we wanted to put, you know, enough time out there where people could be able to plan on it, you know, to be on the show itself, you know, and people to hear about it and plan and not spring it on them and say, hey. So we wanted to distance ourselves some time, and then just kind of fell into place. That's also Ric Flair's birthday. So, it's just kind of funny how that kind of worked. Oh, that's Flair's birthday too.
Yeah.
So, but you know, we just wanted to give ourselves plenty of time, and that just we looked at the dates that the venue was available, and you know, we figured that'd be give us enough time to plan it, promote it, and put it all together, and hopefully people can be able to plan on it in advance. So
yeah. I love to hear that stuff. How did you decide that, like, I know you were saying you've done some stuff before. How did you decide that, you know, 2022, you know, or actually we're going into 2023, I guess. How did you decide you're going, hey, 2023 is going to be my year. I'm getting back into this thing. Was there something that kind of sparked you to get back into it, or was it just something you kind of like, well, I'll put it off for a while and then we'll slowly get back into it?
Kind of. This is somebody that I had been talking with a few friends for probably a couple years now, just kind of in passing, and say, hey, I have an idea for a promotion. What do you think if we did this? They go, yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. That'd be kind of cool. And then I thought, okay, and I'd think about it. But I'd say about a year ago, I started to get more serious. A very good friend, I've known him 35 years, and locally he's known as Big Rick Deluxe. Great brother of mine, and we'd get together quite a bit, and he's always been a wrestling fan too, and he moved into the same street I grew up on. You know, we ran into each other, and he's a big wrestling fan too, so we've been friends 35 years. But anyway, about a year, you know, we'd get together and I'd say, what if we did this, and what if we tried this? And so the more we talked about it, the more we thought, you know, we could make a go of this. I think it'd just do something different and maybe get the right core of people. It's a little bit, you know, time would go on, and then, you know, a few months later, you know, I thought, let's get some more people involved. Let's see what we can do. And it just, so we've been talking about it more serious for about a year. And it's just led us to this point where we just finally decided that, you know, it's not just a good idea at the time. It was a kind of a slow process where we decided, you know, if we did things this way, set things up this way, and make a plan out of it. And we just got more excited about it, and got us to this point where, you know, we've got it, you know, we're excited about it, but it's not like a, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's just see if it works. You know, it's something we've been talking about. It's a process to do, and so the more we've talked about it, the more we see how we can do it. And so it was time to quit talking and time to start doing.
We're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be back in just a little bit after we hear this message from my other podcast called Radio Guy Reflections, and also from Dave's Voice Works. More coming up on Turnbuckle Trash right after this. Reflections.
Too many people in this business who think that they're, I guess it's a podcast, their stuff doesn't stink. You know, it's just like, hey, look, we're all just enjoying the game. We're all just having a good time. Sports are supposed to be fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. Let's go have a good time and really paint a great picture for the fans out there.
I wanted to be me. I didn't want to put on a show. I wanted to, obviously, a show, but I didn't want to be fake on the air. What you get is what you get.
You know, that would be a fascinating career. I want to witness history in a way and see it and tell the compelling stories of it.
When did you find out he is autistic?
When you get that diagnosis, it's not necessarily a shock to you, but it's validating how you've been feeling.
I can't imagine what the future of talk radio could have been, or would have been, had Rush not come along when he did.
This is Radio Guy Reflections. Hi, this is Dave Denton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at davesvoiceworks.com. davesvoiceworks.com, spell works, W-O-R-X.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it.
Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, let me ask you a question. You've got the venue, you've got the date, you've found some people to be there as your performers. How are you going about promoting the event? Because if people don't know you're out there, they're not going to show up. What are you doing to try to get your name out there and that you've got an event coming up?
You know, social media does a lot of good things like that. And, of course, the people that we talked to about being on the show itself, you know, they tell people, and there's like a lot of the, you know, people that aren't wrestlers or referees or commentators or that, we're all still fans or friends on Facebook and things like that. So everybody kind of sees what's going on. So we have that. And then, of course, on Facebook, when you have something, you can boost it. You know, it costs a little bit, not much, but it sends it out, you know, exposes it to more people. And, you know, then I know a friend, she is promoting bands locally. And so, you know, we've talked to her and she's helped me get a few things done. And so a lot of it is word of mouth right now and social media. We're going to be getting a website and everything up soon. But, you know, that's another reason we wanted to, you know, get 3 months to, you know, get the word out there and to be able to, you know, find ways and better ways and different avenues and different ways to get the word out there besides word of mouth and everything. So, you know, we're using all that time that we have to explore those avenues and get word out.
I discovered you because of my friendship with Tombstone, and he had posted he was going to be there. And then, like I said, you know, with Otto and Jagger Lane, I saw those coming up, interested in, of course, we want to help too. We want to let you use our page, the Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page, and get you on there. And we just try to help everyone as much as we possibly can. So, Darren, I'm really excited for what you're doing. Do you have a name for your event as of yet?
We're calling it Natural Selection. And we had another name that we talked about, but the reason we're going with Natural Selection is because STF it's kind of the illiterate abbreviation for Survival of the Fittest. We just don't use the O. But, Survival of the Fittest. And the reason we came up with that is because we decided, you know, let's do things a little different. Let's not have, you know, separate men's and women's division. Let's not do different weight division. Let's just have a tag team and singles divisions, put everybody together, give everybody an equal chance, and kind of go from there. And so that's where survival of the fittest, you know, the way we kind of decided on that. And then natural selection just kind of goes along with that theme. And we're also going to be having the STF title tournament that night as well. And so it just kind of all fit together, natural selection. So that's the theme we're going with.
I looks like you have a former, a pretty good name from back in the early days of, not early, I guess it'll be early of my days. you have a former WWE, well, actually a current WWE Hall of Famer, Medusa.
Yeah.
Make it an appearance. How did that all come to be? That's kind of a cool name. That's something you don't hear of very often.
Yeah. We are super excited to have her. Let me back up just a little bit to get to, and I'll answer. We wanted to do something different. We wanted to honor wrestling's past somehow and the people that came before us and paved the way for us. And, you know, we're trying to come up with a way. How could we do that? How could we do that? And then we came up with the idea of having a Legacy Cup. And that came a Legacy Cup match where that would feature typically 3, 4, 6 participants. And then we would have somebody from wrestling's past be the one that presented the winner, the Legacy Cup. And for our first event, we decided to go with women's wrestling because women's wrestling now is nothing like it used to be. I mean, these women, it didn't matter how hard they worked, they would get a mention as, you know, on the show events and poster that say plus a women's match, and they'd never get their names out there,
right?
You know, anything like that. It was just kind of like a sideshow attraction kind of thing in a lot of ways. And what it is now is so much better. You know, they get, you know, they're given more respect, and it's just come a long way. And so we decided for the first Legacy Cup match to have, you know, honor women's wrestling. And then we wanted somebody to represent, you know, someone who, you know, from, you know, made it possible for women's wrestling. And, you know, Medusa's name just came to mind right away because, you know, she got involved in professional wrestling, which is typically seen more for men, and monster trucks for men, and she got into that and won that. And so she just fit the survival, you know, survival of the fittest kind of thing really well. And so she, that was just the a perfect name, that, you know, perfect fit for that, to present the Legacy Cup match to honor women's wrestling and herself as well. And
yeah,
you know, and we, and just want to throw this, we also wanted to bring in Candy Devine. I don't know if you remember her from the AWA.
I've
been talking to her on the phone about 10 years, and she is one of the funnest people I have ever talked to, and just as sweet as can be. And then earlier this year, you know, she had complications from a surgery and she passed away. Oh. And, you know, we wanted to have her here too. And I wanted to do something to remember, you know, just to honor her. You couldn't be here. So I thought maybe what we could do is we get her family's permission for the Legacy Cup. We'll call it the Candy Devine Legacy Cup and make sure we're not, you know, calling a memorial. We're not going to sell anything with her name or image or anything on anything like that, just to something to honor Candy. And I got hold of her sister, and she could have been more gracious about it, and she was just as sweet as Candy. So we were going to have Candy there as well, but, you know, sadly she did pass away. But Medusa just fit that perfect, you know, surviving and making it happen. And yeah, we're super excited to have her, and she's excited to come out here too. So,
oh, that's great. I saw you have Lola coming in, Lola the Adventurer.
Lola the Adventurer.
Yeah, she's getting a pretty big name in the independent circuit. Done a lot of stuff in Colorado recently.
Oh yeah.
I saw her in Salt Lake City right when she first started. So, she's got a great little persona about her and a ring presence.
Oh. She's great. Yeah, I love watching her. She's, yeah, we're excited to have her, and she's going to be part of the Legacy match. And we're also bringing Morgan in. You know, she used to be here, but now she lives in Phoenix, and she's wrestled there still, doing really well. And contacted her to bring her, so she's going to be a part of that as well. So
that's awesome.
But Lola is a lot of fun to watch, and Yeah, we're excited to have that here, have her here. So.
Yeah, the kids really like her. I know that. They really get into her. And I remember Zane's little boy when he saw Lola the first time. He really got into that one. They thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah.
I understand the importance and stuff of social media for getting your promotion recognized and stuff. Like, it's a great tool, but I personally had to get away from social media. It was taking up too much time, and it was taking up too much causing problems with my, I have a small business, and so you know, trying to separate small business from your personal so how's the best way to find you guys and to be able to get tickets for the event and things like that outside of social media? Are you going to try to, I mean, for us, and sometimes some of these older, like Dave, just kidding.
Oh,
yeah, you old duffer, Dave. a lot of people out there just try to do things kind of the old fashioned way, and they don't have social media. So how do you feel like you're going to get your name out there in other ways too?
Yeah. That's absolutely true. Not everybody is on social media. So, we are going to be getting a website and all that as well, but we're also going to be, having like locations where we'll be able to, sell tickets, or the wrestlers and referees and themselves, they'll have tickets where people can get hold of them. But like I said, we do have a website coming, and we don't want to rely solely on social media, because not everybody uses it, and if they're on it, a lot of times they don't even care what's on there. So so we are going to be doing the website here soon.
Well, please let us know when you get your website up, and we'll put a link on our Facebook page and let everyone know about that. Oh, we're all here to help each other out, and that's why we wanted to get you on talking about this. So what is going to be your entire role? Are you going to mix it up? Are you going to be just behind the scenes? Or are you going to just be the promoter? Are you going to be the booker? What is your role going to be in all this?
I'll be booking, but at my age, I'm not going to be. I'm going to be in the. I'm just joking around with people. The unimportant matches, So I'm not going to have. I'm not going to be on the top. All these younger guys and girls, that's for them. And I'm too old for that. I just childhood dream. But I'll be doing a lot of. Promoting, and I'll be booking, but I also tell people, just because I'm booking, that doesn't mean I'm the dictator either. And I'm always open to ideas, and I've actually had a lot of really good ideas too. So, but I'm going to be focusing more on running it and booking and promoting than in ring, like battle royals, things like that. But, I'll be staying out of the main events and the, staying away from the guys and girls that can kick my butt in their sleep. So.
I love it.
Well, let me just ask you a quick question. This is, once again, the kind of behind-the-scenes thing that Zane really likes. When it comes to especially smaller events like this, I've noticed that some of the events have problems with sound. And, my background in radio – it drives me crazy when microphones cut out and when the sound quality isn't there and you can't understand because they don't have a right type of sound system there to be able to make the ringside announcements. Have you made talking to people about making sure you have the right equipment there yet?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got somebody who is in bands, does the whole music thing himself, and so... Good. Somebody who knows what he's doing has the good equipment, and that's one of the things. The sound goes out, then you're just standing there going, now what? But that was, in fact, I was thinking about, man, maybe I should go out and just go buy a new sound system. But we met with him, and Jeff is his name, good friend of mine. He said, he's the one that brought it up. So, hey, I got the sound system. He's in bands and that, so he saved us on that one. So.
Okay. Well, I just know sometimes people go out and they get microphones. They say, well, let's get one of these wireless microphones. Well, if you don't get a good quality wireless microphone and set it up properly, it's going to cut out on you big time, and it drives me nuts. And just, but that's just me. So just make sure you test out the sound and your lighting and the things you want to do. You've set a February 25th date. Are you going to wait until after February 25th to see how it goes and what you did right and what you did wrong before you come up with the second date?
Yes and no. I mean, I've already, in fact, today I was looking at the dates that are available, and it'll probably be late April, early May will be our next event. But we're definitely going to look and, look at the pros and cons, the goods, the bads, everything. And, so for the second one, if there's any adjustments we need to make, we can address those and make sure that they are made. We are going to be going ahead with the second show and, second mm-hmm. event. We just, going to make sure we don't want to call our first show a rough draft, but
right.
at the same time, it kind of is. But, we're going to be, from top to bottom. I've got people that are going to be watching specific things there too.
That's
sound is one of them. And, and the crowd reaction and what worked, what didn't work. And, things like that where people are going to be kind of taking notes, but nobody knows who it's going to be because I don't want anybody to, look good for the camera, so to speak. And then,
right.
We are going to move forward. We talk about doing four shows a year. We didn't want to do too many. We are going to move forward, but we are going to be definitely, one of the biggest things I learned when I went back to school and got a business degree was, continual improvement should be the number one focus. And I really believe that. So,
and you're going to learn from your mistakes, because no matter what you do in an event like this, something's going to go wrong. And then you can learn and say, well, let's not do that again. Or you can find out why really works very well. I like to call these events like this controlled confusion.
Because that's true.
it'll drive you nuts the day of the event. And I'm just so excited for you. Zane, you got anything else?
Yeah. So Darren, on your logo, it says, you have S, which is a neat logo, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
I like the mountains in the background. That's cool. You say STF Pro Wrestling, a different kind of promotion.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're for putting that in your logo. What does that mean to you, or what is a different kind of promotion? What are you going to try to do that's just a little bit? I know we kind of talked a little bit about this earlier, but just kind of tell us what made you decide to put that in there and what is going to set you aside from other people.
For one, like I said earlier, we're not going to do separate men's, women's divisions, anything like that. We're just going to throw everybody together and, let things sort themselves out, give everybody the chance. Our shows, what we want to do, each show is going to have a type of tournament. And it could be different kinds every time. We've decided two are going to be annual, but then there'll be two different ones every time. So there'll be a tournament, and we also are going to have the Legacy Cup match, talked a little bit earlier about, and that's going to be, something different, each show. And, for the second one, I have been talking with somebody who was in the WWE as well. I can't say anything, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
It's just not official, but something to go along with that theme. But so we thought, that was kind of the gist of how we all started. And we said, hey, what if we did a promotion where we had a tournament, different kind of tournament each show. And so we started, tournaments, and then we had the Legacy Cup match, and then, a couple non-tournament matches, plus, titles. We were going to have that as well. But that's really how we wanted to do it. No distinct divisions except singles and tag team and the tournament and the Legacy Cup, so there's more than just you know, titles that are opportunities for wrestlers in the ring to go after. And the feedback that we've got, and oh, and plus to be able to honor someone from wrestling's past that got us to this point, you know, someone honor each show as well. Mm-hmm. And the feedback that we've got, you know, when people, we've reached out and said, hey, we're going to do this. Would you be interested in it? And, you know, they'd say, well, can I find out what it's about? And we tell them, and usually the response is, hell yeah, count me in. And so it's been really well, and the word's getting out, and I'm getting, you know, messages every day from wrestlers all literally all over the country that want to get on board. And, you know, so
oh, that's cool.
You know, we think we've got something good going. It's just now, you know, we got to just make it happen and not just expect it to happen. And, you know, we've got some really good people in place. They're really excited. And, you know, we figured, you know, if we're going to do, you know, start a wrestling promotion here, there's, you know, there's already two or three other wrestling promotions. We don't want to do the same thing that they're doing because, you know, then we're just like, oh, just one more of the same thing. So we thought, let's just try to do things a little bit different, you know. And I'm not, and I don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying better. I'm just saying different, to offer people something different to see. And, you know, we've got great feedback. And so we're just going to keep on going that route, just find things that are different and hope it works.
So one thing that's important, one thing that's really important to me, and that, you know, I haven't been to any other promotions. Well, we've been to a few in Utah. You know, we really enjoy the folks at DCW, and
yeah, they've done a lot of good things.
They really have. And one thing that I really like about them is, I can bring my kid to the show.
Yeah.
You know, my kid's 9 years old. The kid, he just loves, he eats that alive. You know, he just goes there and he's standing on the chair yelling and he's just going to town. But, you know, I know some promotions don't really care and they, you know, cuss, yeah, swear, which I don't really care. I'm not offended by it, but it's like, you know, a 9 year old, I mean, do you feel like the, you know, the family friendly is a good way to go? Or are you going to try to market more of an adult crowd, or what do you think?
No, we're telling, you know, the venues and things that we tell everybody, we want to do a family friendly. So it's
all good,
you know, so it's not, you know, 21 and older kind of, which I'm not saying that's wrong, but as
yeah,
far
absolutely.
As
absolutely neither. Yeah, I think you're right. Right. I think that's because I love, you know, I'm a fan of hardcore wrestling. I don't get terribly offended by, you know, anything, but it's like, you know, I want to be able to, I'm absolutely planning on coming up. You know, it's a little bit of a journey for me. I'm in central Utah, so it's a little bit of a journey.
It.
And we love coming up to those, to these local and supporting local wrestling, but it's like, man,
I
got to make sure these, you know, like Dave and I have been to some local promotions where we went, boy, it's a good thing you didn't bring your son to this one.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah,
you know, and so it's like we got to make sure we're, you know, I can include my boy and stuff in it, and I really enjoy that you're saying that really makes me absolutely love to support your promotion, and we are definitely planning on being there.
Right.
Oh, great!
Come hell or high water.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah, we tell everybody, you know, we want to make this family friendly, but not, you know, G-rated and Disney, in the middle. But yeah, I started watching wrestling when I was like 9 or 10 years old myself. And so, you know, I get that. And so I grew up with it. And that's, you know, not to be able to include the kids that way is, you know, I mean, the kids got to enjoy this too. So, not come home and have their vocabulary expand and repeat the words in the wrong places, you know. His kids will sit out to pick the worst time to pick the worst word to say when they're little. So you talked about
being an old school fan, you know, back in the old AWA days. Tell me who some of those wrestlers that you remember from that, and the ones that really said to you that I really like AWA wrestling.
Well, this is how my mom used to pick up my grandma and take her grocery shopping every Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
So my option was to go grocery shopping with them or stay home and watch the wrestles with grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
What I said. Yeah, so, I mean, for a boy, that's not really much of a choice.
I hear you.
The choice is made for you. And one of the smaller wrestlers, Buck Zumhoff is his name, and, of course, he's in prison now. He's a monster. But anyway, he beat this guy that was like twice his size, and I just kept saying, "Oh my gosh, that little guy beat that big guy," and that's what hooked me from there. And you know, and Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant were, you know, they were with the AWA, you know, at time with them too. And yeah, I was just hooked after that, seeing the little guy beat the big guy, and I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. But you know, from there, wow, I saw one night, it was Andre and Hogan in the main event at the old Salt Palace against Dr. D, David Schultz, Mr. Saito, and Jerry Blackwell.
Oh.
And that was cool. Oh, man, that was cool.
I love Mr. Saito. Man, he was so...
Oh, he was great.
So much fun to watch. I'm going to take Zane back a little bit. When we had Jeff Katz on with us, remember that? Now, Jeff is a talk show host of a radio program in Richmond, Virginia, but he's also a big wrestling fan. And he told an AWA story, because he was working in radio in Las Vegas, and somebody kept on saying they wanted to meet him, and they met up, and this guy became his insurance agent until the guy died. And it was Nick Bockwinkel.
Oh, wow.
I about freaked out. He knew Nick Bockwinkel, and he's been on the East Coast, and he's done some ringside announcing, and Jeff is in a couple of Hall of Fames back there as a ringside announcer for some of the smaller promotions out there.
He's
good friends with Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant, when you said AWA, I said, I got to tell the story about Nick Bockwinkel.
That's cool, man.
So I'm going to ask both of you real quick. Have either one of you been able to see the Tales of the Territories that has been on Vice TV?
I watched the one about Memphis, and I tried to watch another one, but the sound wasn't there. Something was weird with it, but I did watch the one in Memphis, yeah.
Well, there's a real good one about the AWA, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's the one that wouldn't work. I was disappointed. I wanted to see that one, but...
And Zane, you've got to see it. I mean, they did some really good work. It's produced by The Rock and his ex-wife, and they go, and they're going to do a second year. I think they're going to do it next year. They've had, I think, 8 episodes so far. It's really fascinating television if you're an old school wrestling fan like myself and Darren, and Zane's not necessarily old school, but he's getting there.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I think that's good that I almost feel like I know it's been this way for the last few years, and we've talked about it a lot, but it's almost a different kind of territory type thing now with, especially with like the internet and social media and things like that. Like, people are getting the chance to see independent wrestling a lot more than they used to. There's a lot of promotions who, you know, that aren't quite huge, but still have was it FSW out of Vegas? They're really good, but they're not gigantic. They have an excellent following, like Championship Wrestling in Hollywood. That's one of my favorite ones to watch. And I think like when the NWA came a few years ago, came back and was on YouTube and stuff, like I think we're starting to see a pretty cool time, because there's a lot of interest in not just WWE or not just AEW. Uh-huh. And I really think that's cool. And like, especially like this last show we went to at Devotion Championship Wrestling, I mean, they sold that thing right out.
Yeah,
I was like, wow. You know, and I know I was there, but it was cool because people get to come see the big names and like you're doing here. I think that's a fantastic marketing idea of bringing in a name like Medusa, and people are going to go, oh, I remember her. I remember when she threw that freaking title in the trash can. You know, I'm going to go see her. And they're going to come to your promotion, and they're going to go, this is cool.
Yeah.
Where have I been the last, you know, where have I been living under a rock or something, you know? And, yeah. I'm really excited because with things like Fight TV and YouTube, and I mean, there's much content out there that, I mean, Dave's retired now. I think he spends most of his time just finding new things to watch. And he'll text me and he'll be like, hey, I found this cool show. I found this cool promotion in this one. And I watched this one on YouTube. You should check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Dave, rub it in that you're retired.
I am retired. I'm an old tired man. I gum my own food and everything, you know.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that day.
And by the way, when you go to an independent show, you never know really who you're going to see. And maybe you'll see somebody you recognize in the future. And that just happened to me last night, by the way, watching AEW Winter is Coming, the Chris Jericho match where he was upset by Action Andretti. Now, I believe, and I'm not 100% sure, but he came to Salt Lake City in the spring with a DCW event where Doc Gallows was also there, not with his tag team partner, just Doc by himself. There were some people from the Nightmare Factory that came out, and I had a chance to interview, I think, four or five of them actually in the parking lot of the car dealership. And I believe he was there. And last night when he came on the screen, I looked at my wife and says, is that guy we interviewed? And she agreed. And so you just never know. And, you know, Martin Casals has a name. I ran into some people one time when I was wearing my Lucha Underground shirt. And they started talking about watching Lucha Underground and loving Marty the Moth. And I said, hey, I'm friends with him on Facebook. Said, what? You know, but you just never know who you're going to run into. And that to me is, it's a small world, but it's also a bigger world than we really consider. And I love professional wrestling. I know you guys do.
It's great to see, you know, the independent, and then like Andretti, you know, getting that shot, you know, upsetting Chris Jericho of all things.
Right.
I mean, he could probably die a happy kid now, but he's still young. But you know, it's, you never know. I mean, it's the right person sees the right, you know, the right person in the ring, and you never know what could happen.
And then just a few years ago, Zane, you know this one for a fact because you got pictures with him with your son Jackson. It was Solo Sikoa in Salt Lake City, and now he's one of the big stars in the WWE. And you got to sit there and talk to him, didn't you, Zane?
Oh yeah, he talked to us for quite a while, and he it was like no big deal. He wasn't like, he didn't have no agent or any. I guess I got to use my proper grammar, don't I? He didn't have any agent. He didn't have anybody. He was just like hanging out, and I went up and shook his hand, and he was like, "Who's this dude?" And I was like, "This is my boy Jackson." And he's like, "Come here." And he picks Jackson up and gives him a big, you know, hug. And he's like, show him how you do this. And, you know, I got this picture of him with my boy, and they're both sticking their tongues out doing some sign, you know, some hang loose sign or something.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, it's super cool because, like, and I've talked about this a lot, and Dave probably thinks I'm a damn broken record, but
you are.
I love the interaction. Oh, shut up, Dave. I love the interaction you get at these smaller promotions. I mean, even with the heels, you know, these wrestlers come out and they're yelling, and the fans are yelling at them, shut up, you know, and like for a kid, especially, he loves that. And like, you know, when we're at Devotion, he goes up and I was like, go tell Manny goodbye. You know, and he goes and he says, see you later, Manny. You know, and Manny's like, oh, thanks for coming. You know, it's so freaking cool to see these guys just like, no big deal. They want to interact with the fans and they want to be there. And, you know, you go to a WWE event and, yeah, it's neat. I mean, we went to was that Raw that came?
No, it was SmackDown. SmackDown.
I'm sorry. It was SmackDown that came just a couple months ago, and it was fun. We had a great time. It was a great night. The matches were good. The talent was crisp. The lighting was beautiful. But the one thing we were missing was the interaction.
It was just,
you know, nobody came through the crowd, and nobody hung out after the match to take down the ring and fold up chairs. It was just like, it was almost like something was kind of missing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, that's one thing when I first started, you know, to go to the Salt Palace, and you know, just the off chance of just seeing one of the wrestlers and talking to him, you know, that just made, I mean, that was, I remember those more than I remember some of the matches that I saw, just meeting, one of the wrestlers. And
well, we wish you the absolute best with your event, February the 25th. And when do tickets go on sale, and how can people get tickets?
For now, though, if anybody wanted to get tickets, if they want to get on the STF Pro Wrestling page and send a message, we can tell you where to Venmo, and we'll put their names on the paid list, and we'll send the screenshot that it came through, so they have that as proof.
Okay.
And then even if there's someone coming from a far distance, you know, they can send the Venmo. We'll have their name, you know, at the event itself. Okay. So if they don't like it, it's with the proof that they have paid. So
can you announce that Venmo? Because I'm sure you'll have one showing up here relatively soon from some jack wagon in central Utah.
I can just do it in my name. And the picture on the Venmo is me and my sister tricked me into it. There's some elk horns. I'm standing in front of a stuffed elk. And she had me standing in front of her, so it looks like I got horns coming out of my head from this elk, but it's my sister tricked me, so it's her fault. But anyway, that's me. But that you can bend all that and make sure to get the, you know, screenshot back a picture of that it came through and everything, and have their names, you know. So just under, for right now, it's, you know, just Darren Beckstead, and we'll make sure that, you know, things official soon and easy. And the meet and greet starts at 3 o'clock, by the way. It's 3 to 4:30, and then 5 doors open.
We wish you the best, and we invite you to join us on Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page and put some of your stuff on there. And because Manny does that for DCW. We've had Dive do that. And we just want to support you guys, whatever the promotion is. And because we say that, Zane, Chris, and I, and you didn't get to talk to Chris tonight, but we're just wrestling fans. I mean, that's all we are. We're not experts, but we are fans, and we know what we like, and we like professional wrestling. Right, Zane?
Yeah, absolutely. I get it, man. I get that. Me too. We also got Miranda Gordy coming too. She's going to be there. That's Terry Gordy's daughter. She's wrestling. We're having her too, so she's also going to be at the meet and greet. So
I love Terry Gordy and the Freebirds.
Oh, he was great.
And he always had that gravelly voice, and he's a big old boy, good old Southerner. And me being from the South, when they'd come out and they'd be playing Freebird before they got the Bad Street USA song going, I was a happy camper, because I am a Skinnerd man, you know, so that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome. She's wrestling now?
Yeah, she's doing real well for herself. She's been on AEW, MLW, going around the country. She's wrestled in Colorado for a promotion called Rocky Mountain Pro, Rockets champion, and done real well, so we're excited to have her, and she's just as sweet as can be.
Oh,
but she's got that Gordy blood running through her veins. Oh, you don't want to cross her either.
I wouldn't want to cross her, no way. Well, Darren, it's been a pleasure. It really has. Zane, do you have anything else?
No, Darren, I'm just really excited to come see STF, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of your night to talk to us. You know, this is something that Dave and I, we don't make any money doing this. We do it for fun. We do it because we both love professional wrestling. And, you know, Dave, a compliment Dave got a while ago that always sticks to me. He had a friend listen to the podcast, and he said, you guys record a good podcast. He said, one thing I really like about you guys is you're passionate about what you've talked about. And I've always thought that was really neat, because you know, Dave and I, that's how we met. You know, we've told the story 100 times I won tickets to a WWE event on the radio, and Dave was a radio personality, and we sat next to each other at a WWE event, and I just knew Dave from the, you know, being around Cache Valley. He's kind of a minor celebrity up there, and all of a sudden we just hit it off. You know, it's like we both found a commonality, and we've gotten to be really, really good friends. You know, Dave's one of my best friends, and
that's great.
It's professional wrestling that brought us together, and so I just think that it's a great thing, and I'm really excited for you to be involved with this. And it sounds like you're really passionate too. I mean, obviously you're passionate enough to start your own promotion, which is something we've never done. We'll stick with the podcast category.
That's fine, man. If you're being a fan of it, getting a podcast is great. So. Yeah,
Well, Zane, do you want to take us out as you always do?
Absolutely. You know, and Darren, he has proven it. He has proven what we say every time on the show, and that is a great time to be a professional wrestling fan.
Oh, it is. It is. It's a lot of fun.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Wrestling was an essential service.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Correct!
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being.
Well, if you want a rematch, you aren't getting one.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Won't say anything that would make my mama slap me. So.
You're in here. I told him there was a new promotion in Salt Lake, and so now he's all giddy.
It's Zane, the Oosemaster Peterson.
I'm feeling oosy.
Feeling oosy.
Sometimes some of these older, like Dave.
Yeah, I'll stand away from the guys and girls that can kick my butt in their sleep. So.
I love it. Dave probably thinks I'm a damn broken record, but
you are.
I love the interaction. Oh, shut up, Dave.
We're just gonna keep on going that round. Just find things that are different and hope it works. <I guess. laughs>